Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph Sarchdas Bailam Beimlo Hodiyim, and if he doesn't let them know, then Chai Bechriusim, he is going to be liable for anything that happens to them. In Mace, if it dies, or Nigna, or it's stolen, the Mindeshakle. So once he took it, Kamle Bereshusim comes is now in his jurisdiction. Vashava below Yudiyim, returning without the guy, the owner knowing. Glav Hashava, he's not considered returning it. The Mekayim, the Kaven, the Boisa Mokum Hechazero. And since he put it back in that exact place, in Chazar Gamur, he's considered a complete, full-fledged returning it. Also, remember, Kibbutz Rutzah, this is an answer. Takmur Rabbi Yaakov, to take a kula kachatan, that it will come out like one tanu, or betray time, with two different reasonings. Reisha, the first part of the Mishnah Sheikh Hazirul Mukhami, we're talking about where he returned it to the exact place, the Kumakum Sheikh Hazirul Mukhami. But then, Chazar returns it, that's its place, the Ha Lo Yachdu Lo Mukhan. Because in this case, we're talking about he did not designate a place. It's so we turn it to a place which wasn't its place. As we finished in the conclusion, the home of the maskinim b'siyumo, because that which we conclude in the finishing part, and the sefer is talking about a place where you put it back in somewhere where it's not its place. Okay, it's going on all, answering all of them. Because he put it outside its place, it's not considered returning of a kavayin. For example, we're talking about when he took it originally with intent to steal, that's what he meant. It's for his own needs. That's what he meant. The ilul l'she'elu ba'amu, if he's trying to borrow it, the latash mission for usage, came to love gazelio, since it's not stealing it, although it's enough for him just but any sort of returning it, any place where we put it, part of it be exempt from excess. Since it was stolen, and this guy now put it back in a place which was not designated by the owner, it's not considered returning it. Even if he did not take it with intent to steal it, he just wanted to use it, believed him to take part of it, and he didn't take. Still, it's now in his jurisdiction. Kula, all of it. The gazelin is considered theft. The boy has shovel and needs to be returned. In the place which is not its place, then that's not considered returning it. Rosheshes will shovel the same as your time. He was not able to finish his answer. And he was and asked the question. Bidi Natala Kadani. Does it say that he took it? However, seeing with the mils of the maskana, the finishing of his words with the conclusion, the sefer that the sefer should dich b'mukom b'shet b'mukayo, but the sefer somewhere where you put it somewhere where it's not in its place, a kula place going on over it. Shlichus yad shechayim b'lakosav alav the Torah says you're obligated on. Afil and then says even if an accident happened, because the sefer is written meis onishpa. Shuz Hashem tiyah ben shneim. They have to swear in lo shalach yadav he didn't use it. The matter implies hashalach that if he did use it, this chayiv shul b'misasa b'shviyasa he's going to be liable for the death or the breaking. It's not because using it. The precious to be now in his jurisdiction. It's missing something. The mashma should not last, which implies he took it for himself. The tashashma is just usage. Mashma is implied. Let's try for his. It says for his needs. The masisin in our mishnah. Elokagoyin she total the heavy la. So that they can climb in the kader chesulim like a ladder. Leave the gozels mekayin gavaya in order to take pigeons from the tovot. But feel like he even still having gazel is considered theft. Let make him shusay to be considered in his jurisdiction. Add the ovet hashem until he returns it to the gozaver because we hold shol shalom midas bialim. If you borrow something without the owner's knowledge, gasl until you consider gasl. The kuler bishmoli ashnuyu the kulekoy. It's going to answer on everything. Had the Rabbi Yaakov, had the Rabbi Nosson, had the Rosh Hashanah, on all of them, on the Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Nosson, and Rabbi Rosh Hashanah. The Sefer Sheneichel B'Mokom Sheneichel B'Mokom, Avol Reisha, but the Reisha, Kol Mokom Sheneichel B'Mokom, any place where you place it, that's considered its place. Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Lele said, Rabbi Yaman, the Matagam, the one who can explain to me, like, one time, the Hundichel B'Mokom, Mashma, Hilkoch, the Vilom, Masuk, Mokom, Rabbi Yishmol, therefore you can't explain it like Rabbi Yishmol. Shuk, Zyad, Shechai, Vol, Kosu, Vol, of the Torah, says, obligated for our field, and so even if there's an accent, the Chodach, it's written, O Nishba, then she was a Shem Tiyah, Imlo Shalach, they didn't use it. The mashmash applies to Imshal, if he did use it, the Chayef should be misasa b'shiyasa, he's going to be liable for the death and damage. Lost. And so long as it's not missing, it has not become into his jurisdiction, his chayva, and said to be liable for accidents. he does his tarif, the nosei ha-tarif, be'idno, l'chayro, sorry, he carries it to his prey, to his hole. Ari eno tarif, isn't tarif, a l'dorsi, like Paul said, but when I'm in the place where it is, fuck, he said there, potter da'in sin denu, because it's an accent, v'i mishom, the nechadro, and if you can tell me, because he left the flag, upshir, he has negligence, v'kumino, we said, all they went in, to down the dial engine. It's a normal time people go in. Can it be this? Besar Sopelin is going to say later in the Perikas Sochas Sopelin. Inami, then the Shemakol Ari Va'alo. He heard the lion roar and he went back into the city. Hashik Linhu, but Inami Shluchas Yad Cheshivel, and even say this considered using it. Ha'hadr Ahadr, he returned it. Kishin Don Lamin, we took it off. But Namuk Min, we said earlier, Stamasin's going to be Shemon, the Stamashin's going to be Shemon, the Insar Chatas Bailam, you don't need the knowledge of the owner. Ha'lo Mashcha, Beshluchas Yad. You're using a kedei l'knesset in order to acquire the metaltan in and nixon elav meshichim, and movable objects only acquired through meshichah pulling on them. B'mak loy and getzel. Not for not, you know, unless you do meshichah, you're not going to acquire it not by sale and not by theft. Loy in shlichas yad, and also not with regard to usage. Can that be said? We say in the Mishnah, hit as a chavis, it tilts the barrel. But another one, when the reviews say anything, sell a reviews of wine. Aim Mishal Miller reviews, he's only going to pay for the reviews. I'll be assuming they're beaten. And the liquid, we need to acquire it. Vamar Shmuel Garcia, that's the version. Shakisha Bamako, Shinosno, Gajanosno, Aleha, we put it on it for Rotsasa. And it ran. So he Mashicha, that's considered pulling on it. Mishal Kri had the record. Al Yotu, but when through him, it moved a foreleg and a hind leg. Paulo Hosel, Lapirchi, this is not a question. El Maskondo, Vesumahu. We'll say it's just a conclusion, finishing up the statement. Remember that we said this time the Rav, who the Amar, the Rav who said in that you don't need a loss in order to consider shulchasad. But the Shani Rav the Masis, Rav explained the mission, Mishnah to Kisha, because you hit it, the Rav Silfan of it ran in front of him. Vikasha, if you can ask, Dumahod on the Makalu Batarmelu, that was she put his staff and his satchel on the animal, Chiyuve. His liability is not because he used it, because you need some sort of loss. Rather, it's because he borrowed it without the knowledge of the owner. Like said earlier, the chavis of by a barrel. Well, that's not true. When we say by watchmen, when they borrow something without the knowledge of the owner, that's the rishon kichish. The chiser machmas malach. That's when something just get weaker and lost. Lose value due to work, avol balechayim, but living creatures, hamechachish and machmas lachad, they get weaker due to work. Chilas of shlichas yad, the whole original usage is considered shlichas yad. Shechachisha behakasu by hitting it, the high nechaser, which is a loss. They can name it the chachisha. Come around, talking about where you weaken it. Come around, that's what Rav says. But the nechaser can say hakasha is makal. You think with the stick, the makach was okay, which is a very strong smiting, hitting. But the Rav suffered shlichaser the ha. The kingdom and knuckle back, because we were inferred with the fact that he took a stick. Levi, Barb looked at him, the one who argues him, several holds, in Sui Chazarion, the loss. Kmashuni, Mishu Chazian, Columbus, is in the Dome of Lazo, is not comparable to this. Shazo, Nemba, Lazarch, this is said it's for its own need, for its needs. Volomishtama, Ella, Bechazarion, it's only going to be understood if you say that it's talking about where there was some sort of loss in value. Allah shall show me, Sacher, but of a paid wash for Nemba. I mean, over there it says that even for indeed, Mashmais Shabbat, the implication of the wording is Ella Lajrasha Volumite Shayna Sukhasarn. Sorry. Shalot Latzarch Mashmais Shabbat. It's not because of the implication of the actual words. Ella Lajrasha, but rather for a Joshua, allow me to teach Shayna Sukhasarn, you don't need any loss to be considered Shalikhasiat. Now, Samach Aleph, Almud, Base. Vani Oimer. Rabbi Yochanan Polig Rabbi Yossi Bar Nehurai Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan's argues that Rabbi Yossi Bar Nehurai his Rabbi. Rabbi says Afhi Lizarach Nehmer. That's also needed to be said. But Levi's really Rabbi Yossi Bar Nehurai. Levi holds like Rabbi Yossi Bar Nehurai. The Midrashim need to learn from it. The Ainz Fitch Lechzon Dion. Any loss of value. Di Mikro Kamel. If he's coming in the first place, you're not going to think Lechivay say that he's liable. Adam Chassel until something loss happened to it. Mishem Mechinim Nehmer by Mishem Mechinim. The pasuk says Mikro Bal Bayis. Mishem Mesachar Ksev. Mishem Mesachar is written in Shvus Hashem Tiyeh. Remina Lashel, Mesein Perik Lashel, Parashah Rishen, and Mishem Mechinim, the first parashah is referring to unpaid watchmen. Shnei Sekel, Mishem Mesachar is by a paid watchman. Ksev is divided between both of them. Im Lashelach, if he didn't use it. Ha'im Shelach, if he did use it, Neschayv, but Torah Mishu Patar Aleim. He's going to be liable for those things which normally he'd be exempt for. For example, Shem Mechinim, the unpaid watchman, baby, the baby, going to, is going to be liable now, either whether for theft or for accidents. Because once he used it, Kana, he acquired it. Become b'shusla, now it's in the jurisdiction. B'shem resachar, and a paid wife from potter b'meis is exempt if it dies on the shore or it's broken on the shore or captured. Die no oinsim, which are accents. Shemachinim shepotter kolz man shabul shalach b'yad, so long as he hasn't used it, because it's written in yimsal ganav. If you don't find the thief, the nicker b'alvayis, he's going to come to the medicine. The nishva is going to swear shalol shalach b'yad. They didn't use it. V'lo pasha b'shem resachar, he wasn't negligent in watching it. Upad is exempt. Can we come and say l'irim shmeit in the sugya? Die v'nicker. That this word v'nicker means shuah is referring to swearing. Shem resachar. If he used it, he is going to be liable for accidents. Because the implications of this one, then so the implications of the one, so both of them are needed. But in can yes, there's no extra pasuk. My double worry both them equal. Hello, lo hotzuchul when comes out, you don't really need the second one. Shemar chinim shepotur atzmo, but then it's ganav. Kolim is to say ganav. Gunvim and the guy stole from me, but he still holding on to it. Mishalim is Teshel, he gives him pay double. The Chesiv is written, Imlay Masayan, with the Shin Boba Kamel, we have a Joshua Boba Kamel. If you don't find Kamel, Kamash Amar, as he said, Elishu, Ansel Gunvim, rather, he himself was the thief. Maxiv Acher was written afterwards, I should go Shin and look him. Mishalim is going to pay double. Avil Shem Rasachar, but the pain washing, any Mishalim, if it doesn't pay the double payment, Shim Tan the negative, because if he makes a claim he was stolen, Mishalim Karen, he's going to have to pay the principal already. Shari Hu Chayabu Gadevo, because he is liable for theft. But Tain Acheris ain't a mavia for facility careful, and another claim doesn't bring him to have to pay the double payment. Kind of Bullishua Difa Mkfela Bishwhumber Shumer Sakhar Shachai Bakarin. It's more stringent. The paid watchman has to pay the principal Achal Nisha even without the Shaka, even without swearing falsely. Bilmokum Shishemer Kingdom Potter in the place in case where a unpaid watchman would be exempt. Hanu Gunev Veda, which is theft or lost. Mishem Rechinim from a paid watchman, Shem Mishal Kim is going to pay double. Umid Zu in the Olachar Shinish Bilshek. And that's halach is only going to happen after he swears falsely. Shinning the Veda was stolen. The boy Edom Mitzin's game, Shu Gadavada, he's the thief. The Chi is rather careful. But then time is gone, because when we make a drasha to include a double payment when he makes a claim of theft, is after he's sworn falsely. He's liable for accidents, because he gets all the benefit from it. This person is improperly using a object, also all the benefit comes to him. So that's Bailam, Shalach, well, yeah, he's using it. Lassos Malachdo to do his work. Chai Bainzin is liable for accidents. Shemachinim, Shemachin, Shemachin, yeah, they use the Begadon. Shemachin Malachdo, that they do their work with it. Shalach, that's Bailam, without the owner knowing. Local Shagain, isn't that for sure? The Chai Bainzin, that now, for now, would be liable for accidents. Loma Nemer, Bishnaim, by both of them, Chabdel, Lemelacha, Shechazad, Inu, Shechazar, Beidach, Hamur, Bishamachin, which is said by paid watchman, Shalach, Tamadayo, Lava, Imlo Nemer, Bisham, if once is said by other watchmen, Velomda, Mishom, we're just learning it out from a borrower. I would say, Dayalish Chaziad, the Shemim, that is enough for the usage of the guards, the watchmen using it. Shabam Midin Shom, which is coming from a borrower, Leos Kinidon to be exactly Allah, is like a borrower. Mashal, in my loving of the owners together with him, Xivit's written, Lisham, it seems like to pay for accidents, Av Shemim, also. The watchman Shachol Chiyad, they went and used it, and by the way, if the owner's there, they should be exempt. Because of where he's there, if the extra pasuk, L'chayvo, say is liable, if you violent, even the owner is there, and the Torah revealed it by one of them, V'hudim L'bukul, and the truth is by all of them. L'shvu'a V'hochikam, and this word is being said, Im lo yimsa, if Kamash Amar, if it doesn't come out, we don't find it, it's like he said, Shin Gavidel Son Elohu Ganvo, rather, he's the thief, who Kvar Nigrav Elah Dayan Yonim, and he already came to the judges, L'shvu'a to swear, but Shvu'a Shekhar, and he swore falsely, and afterwards witnesses come, Asher Yishu Na Dayanim, when the one who the judges say is guilty, Shalim Kefil is going to have to pay double. At Omer Kravel, the Shvu is close to swearing. O Eino Ela Kravel Adin, or it's close to coming to court. Meaning, what does this Kravel mean? If they have to swear, or they have to just be judged. Shemashon Shatom Bezim, the moment that he makes a claim in Bezim, that Nigdabah, that it was stolen, even though he doesn't swear, Yishal Kefil is going to have to pay double, and both aided witnesses come and say he's the thief. Never Shlich Chaziyad Lamata, Eitzel Shemar Sachar Bayah paid watchman, Shu was Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneim, he's going to have to swear, and Lo Shalach to say that he didn't use it. But Never Shlich Chaziyad Lamata, Vinikr Balavai Yisrael Elokim,
and Lashalach, they didn't use it. Afkan Lashvush, and Lomanda, we learn, Shem Shalom Kefil, you're not going to pay double, Ali Day Tanis Ganif, through a claim of theft, Elul Achashu, unless he's already sworn. Lomanda, we also learned, Shinifter, and Gedev of Aveda Bashu, that he's going to be exempt from theft. If theft or just got lost, so long as he took a shvuah.